for an adult audience. The Dirty Dowdy Podcast may contain material that may be unsuitable for sensitive ears. Listener discretion is advised.
Podcast is back, minus a few. It's here in the Longbox.fm studios, brought to you by Riley's Brewing.
Thanks, Riley's.
We're half stocked right now.
Yeah, let's go ahead and go through what we're missing tonight. There's three people missing, and we have butt problems, dick problems, and just problems.
Okay.
So we are missing.
Who we're missing?
We're missing Jason. We're missing Alex, and we're missing Cotty.
All right. Process of elimination says that Cotty probably doesn't have dick problems. I think her dick is doing fine.
That is a very fair statement.
And if I had to just guess, I would say that the guy with his penis inside Tinder is probably the one with the penis problems. So let's go with slot with dick problems. Can I get a ding? Looking for it.
We'll see. Go ahead.
I'm going to go. We're thinking Cotty. This is a stretch. Drinking problems.
Or just problems in general.
Ding. And that what was the last one?
Butt problems.
Oh, ooh, Alex.
Yeah. Really?
What's going on with
just
Alex?
Just like that, huh?
Well, he's the only one left.
Yeah, you are absolutely correct.
Uh-oh.
Alex has been having butt problems for the last 2 weeks, and it's not like colon cancer. It's just bad pipes. And he's learned to take an eight-hour shift and get paid for an hour and a half of it on the can.
That's like most of us would aspire to.
Yeah, he's doing a good job.
It's masterful usage of employment right there.
Yeah, he's doing it right, except for the butt problems.
Like problems like it won't close, like he's just like, hey, look, I just pooed a little.
You'll hear, because I sit right next to him and you get the...
Oh.
And he's just like, oh, man, that's not good.
Angry stomach.
He's like, I'm going to go prep. So he'll go outside on his break, have a cigarette, which I understand. The pre-poop cigarette, which helps motivate everything to go.
Yeah.
It's like high-speed rail for your ass.
Yeah.
And
I've never felt that feeling, guys.
That's you don't smoke. Bar. You don't know.
I do, but... Not to the amount that you guys.
Oh, no, it's a shit trigger.
Yeah, it is. And then, yeah, he heads to the bathroom and drops it. Jason, he's dealing with the... he's got a new Tinder one that he's been hanging out with consistently for a little bit, for about a minute or so. So he's dealing with that tonight. And I got... You know it's something when he goes, yeah, is it all right if I don't do the show tonight? Well, you got... You're going to do some dicking around. He goes, no, she's not able to right now. But, you know, I'm like, oh, dude, no. You're supposed to be the conductor. And right now your train is at a halt.
Is his dick bleeding?
No.
Dick problems.
And then,
ouch.
Cotty, for anyone who watched last night's show.
I missed it.
You know, I'm going to have to listen now.
She got to join the crew last night at the very end of the show for the last segment, to which then she spent the whole segment berating everybody in Chola form.
Go figure.
Shit.
And then yeah, the outside, the stumble, the waiver, the all, like she had every drunken moment down.
She's going to take on the world.
Yeah, and then not a good going to bed. And
then I'm very sorry.
And then the not going to work this morning, which is the final, like, yep, there it is. I woke up, because she has to get up about an hour and a half earlier than me. So I woke up and I saw her, like, Cotty, you got to get up. And she's like, I was like, okay, you're staying home today, clearly. I'm not even going to try. I get my sleep now. So... Poor Cotty.
Cotty had a hard Tuesday.
Yeah, you know, those Tuesdays, they sneak up on you.
Yep.
I love Jocko Tuesday, man.
It's Tuesday somewhere.
Well,
I don't think it's how it works.
I think the three of them together did their best to make Fresno better. So, you know, congrats to them. Hashtag make Fresno better. Butt problems, dick problems, and Cotty problems.
All right.
Yeah. I think that itself should be a hashtag.
Yeah. Tonight, we do have some people. Actually, I've been watching. We got Jenny's... Jenny's watching and taking control of the YouTube channel, so you can talk with us. She will make sure that your voice gets on this, or if you want your voice on this, you can just call us, 492-0450. Participate with us tonight, hang out. We got an awesome guest. We got Shelby Weatherby. How you doing, man?
I'm tired.
Well, okay.
Well, that's nice.
Did you want to lay down?
Calm down, Shelby.
Depends. Who's still having problems here?
Well, what kind of problems were we missing?
My butt's good.
Yeah, I'm top, for top once, notch. I'm in a good butt stage.
Yeah.
I think most guys in here probably have a dick problem of some kind.
Yeah, that is a thing for me. Yeah,
psychological mostly.
Like a support group or something.
Mental fuck-ups and whatnot.
Well, we'll find out what's wrong with your dick later on, Shelby. let's go ahead and, by the way, if you're in that YouTube page, go ahead and get us a little like or subscribe there, because that every time you do that, a jihadist gets his wings. Let's do things we learned.
Now it's time to showcase what we have learned in the last week.
You got one?
Kinda.
I got one.
Okay, here, I'll let you guys prep. I learned, simple and easy, you don't want to open up the can of worms that is Chola Kati.
No.
I thought we've learned this before.
No. We got full Chola last weekend, or last week's show. No, the Jamie show, two weeks ago.
Yes.
And it hasn't stopped.
No.
You can't put that one back.
We created a monster.
Yes, we have.
And now it's drunk.
So don't encourage your Latina to become a Chola.
I don't plan to.
Next up, what do we got?
Go ahead, Kenneth.
So I learned that the Blood Center needs to start installing carpet or trampolines on their floors for people that pass out.
Okay, wait, what?
That's quite a jump.
So, if you couldn't tell.
Boo.
Nah. Yeah,
I earned that shit.
Yeah, he did.
6 minutes into the show, I get worse joke.
So, I'm at the Blood Center today. I donated. I'm in the little lounge where you get all the cool shit that you can't eat normally. And this blonde is in there, and
like
she
vagina?
Just...
It's true.
You know, that might go in best
moment. Goddamn right. One more minute.
No, but this blonde is in there. She had just finished before me, and she just slams into the tile with the back of her head, like, seconds after I walk in and sit down.
All classy style.
So all the nurses are in there, and they're all in a frenzied panic, because I guess this doesn't happen too often, but it happens. And they're about maybe 3 feet away from me as this is all happening, and there's kids in the area, and they're all panicking, and I'm just sipping on apple juice, watching the TV, and this girl who works there, she's like trying to take care of the kids, trying to make sure they're not panicked. She looks over at me, and she goes, "How are you doing today?" And I'm like, "I'm good. This is shit that I'm used to." She's like, "What do you do that you're used to?" And like, you wouldn't want to know.
See, they could have saved a lot of time, not drawn blood from her, waited until she hit her head on the tile, and just collected the ones that it's pulling
scoop
out
it
of
up.
Her ears. Yeah.
Little turkey baster.
That day.
They woke her up, dragged her over to the table, the little seat to lay down, and she went into a panic attack and then fell over again.
Well, she deserved it that time.
Yeah.
Maybe she just wanted to be on the floor.
It's double points.
You know, the floor is cooler than the air, and it was hotter than hell in that room.
And some women don't do gravity well.
No.
Is this another Cotty moment?
Poor Cotty.
I had more of an observation. Most of my free time is spent either, you know, designing stuff for things and people, or just watching YouTube videos. And I keep finding myself on like these feminist social justice warrior failure pages.
Fantastic.
It's just wonderful. It's wonderful. However, the fact that it's all there means that there's a lot of colleges full of these people, and this is a problem. This is the end of the world, pretty much as we know it. So if anybody has a whole bunch of drugs they can sell me, I'm getting my bag ready.
Oh, your go bag?
Yeah,
apocalypse bag?
My apocalypse bag.
It's just a bag full of pot.
No, it's everything.
It's for the apocalypse.
Oh.
Do you make this proposition every week? Man, the world, can anybody sell me some drugs?
Don't sell.
Catching on.
He's asking for donates.
Donate. You're going to start a GoFundMe.
Will you take a check?
Oh, speaking of GoFundMe, we came up with an idea last night as we were talking about things that Kenneth doesn't get to eat normally.
We're talking about drugs, right?
No, we're going to start a GoFuckMe account for Kenneth. I think we'll all start our own Tinder, and we'll just streamline some women to you, Kenneth.
We'll just funnel them all your direction.
Yeah.
It's plenty official, right?
You know, so, my brother just moved back home, and even he's like, "Hey, I'm going to throw my exes your direction." I'm like, "Fucking thanks, bro."
You can get big bro sloppy seconds.
Are there turn-ons screaming?
Only if they're screaming at him.
If you find yourself attracted to redheads and you'd like to sign up for our GoFuckMe account, just go to longbox.fm and shoot us a message. We will make this happen.
Yeah.
God.
Absolutely.
We need a second.
And it doesn't matter how you look. Kenneth at this point cannot be picky, right?
Yeah,
no, beggars
sure.
can't be choosers.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, when you haven't eaten, someone hands you a rotten apple, you're going to town on it.
Hunger is the best gravy.
Yeah.
I need a quote award tonight.
Well, tell you what, we're going to kick this off, do a quick break, come back. We got, since Alex is not here, I'm doing the celebrity clam bake. We got a bunch of that going on. We got pick a card going on tonight for our game.
Ah, yeah.
And our interview with Shelby Weatherby. That's all going on here. It's Dirty Dowdy Podcast on longbox.fm.
Podcast on longbox.fm. Listen and watch as we do our thing. And yeah, we encourage you to do it at home or on the go.
Yeah, cool.
I want to do it. Watch Longbox live on Ustream. Just search out Longbox on Ustream.com.
Hi, my name is Lindsay, and I'm searching for love.
I want to do music because I know people need my music. People need Kanye West albums.
My real apology to her will not come in the form of words.
When people say that I'm not like an airhead and things like that, it's not true at all.
All the stupid things celebrities do, it's the Celebrity Clam Bake. All right, let me see if I can pull this off. This is Celebrity Clam Bake here on the Dirty Daddy Podcast on longbox.fm, brought to you, of course, by Riley's Brewing.
Thanks, Riley's.
If you want to participate tonight and make jokes about these dumbasses I'm about to talk about, just simply call us 559-492-0450, or you can get up on our chat room there on YouTube. It's actually quite lively. And, of course, if you're just watching this all by yourself and you're kind of just being a shameful bitch by not sharing it with the rest of the world, shame on you and do that.
Yeah, agreed.
Every time you share, the ginger binger over here gets another lay.
So none.
It's hashtag ginger binger.
Hashtag ginger.
That
ginger
came
binger
from the
ginger
carnival binger on our YouTube page.
Thanks, Ben.
Hi, Ben.
Kenneth, we're getting you laid before the end of summer of 2017.
I feel like this show is actually secretly just a way to get you laid.
You know, guys, I'm not a mutant.
Yeah. We've been doing this for 7 years and we still have not succeeded.
And it just turned into a podcast.
We're trying. We're doing everything we can. There's a variable here.
You know, I've paid for it for you and it still didn't happen.
Kevin, you go fuck yourself, please.
You know, when you get a prostitute, you're not supposed to just hug them and cry.
Why?
What? Okay, let's go to our first story.
What prostitute do you know?
This one.
I need her number.
Everybody's favorite next president-elect, Donald J. Trump. I don't know if it's a J, but fuck it.
It's J now.
Yep.
Sounds like J-ish.
J-ish.
Yeah.
Jerusalem. Donald Jerusalem Trump.
That's probably it.
More like jerk up.
He wanted everybody to know on Cinco de Mayo how in touch he is with the country by showing he put up a tweet or a picture of him that said, happy Cinco de Mayo. The best taco bowls are made in Trump Tower Grill. I love Hispanics.
Well, that ends it then.
Yeah.
There's proof right there. He loves Hispanics.
Done.
All right.
I'm waiting for the... this fried chicken is fantastic. I love blacks.
That would be...
Well, the best fried February chicken is made in Trump Tower.
And that fuckhead will still win.
Yeah, but you got to wait till February.
By the way, he's doing two things at once. He's so transparently showing how much of an asshole he is with the I Love Hispanics. And also, while saying he loves Hispanics, telling them that you can't make a taco bowl as good as the one that my white Trump Tower can make.
In your face.
Yeah, seriously.
His taco bowls are very, very Mexican. It goes way back.
They're amazing. They're the best. People say that they are the best.
Oh, the J can stand for Jizz Train.
Next story I got here. I don't know who the hell this is. This actually all came from Alex. I'm just reading his crap. Action Bronson is acting crazy about bongs. Action Bronson just added the Mona Lisa of water pipes to his collection, and he dropped a ton of cash to get it. Apparently, he dropped $20,000. It's a respiratory recycler bong made by blowing artist AKM. That sounds like something totally different.
Yeah. Blowing artist. Who do you have to blow?
Yeah. Well, it says here it took 2 weeks to complete, so I don't if a blow, a blow for 2 weeks. Come on.
I mean, did you see the bong? How much did he spend?
$20,000.
Now I got no more money for weed.
You know, I miss the days people just rolled a joint.
For real.
Yeah. So what's this? It's crazy. I don't get it.
I bet you that down stem breaks in like 6 minutes.
Or he gets high and drops it.
Yeah, definitely going to be the next thing.
That's a sad day right there. So there's a whole bunch of other stuff about him, but I really don't care to say it. He likes bongs. Next story, we got... You've heard this great musician called Steve Aoki?
No.
He's Aoki Doki.
No.
I'm reading all of them.
Yeah, you are.
No. No. He calls himself a musician, and he made a music video that apparently had some chimp on woman love in it.
Oh.
Isn't that how...
Please tell me you have the video.
Okay, Kenneth, you are so hard up, you want to see chimp on woman porn?
I just want to fucking laugh at somebody.
That's halfway there for him.
Yeah. Is that code for getting laid?
You shut up.
Sorry, now I'm in on it.
Don't piss off the ginger.
Is that what you say right behind them?
Yeah. You know, that's borderline threatening right there.
This is why we can't get you laid at all.
Yeah, that's not a good opening line.
You keep talking and being yourself.
Anyways, he made a music video for Can't Go Home, where chimpanzees go bananas over a chick. The girl in the video parades around her prize around in various outfits, including silver chain and gym shorts. Apparently, the chimps were just following her around, whatever. But of course, there had to be a group that was pissed off. The North American Primate Sanctuary Alliance. Like, Jesus Christ, there's a specialized one? NAPSA?
Of course.
That they're really mad at him and Adam Lambert, who's featured in the song.
Can we just shoot these busybodies? I would like to.
They're just angry that they didn't use union-sanctioned chimps in the video.
No, but are the chimps the one wearing the chains and the booty shorts, or she was?
They calling them Thug Life chimps?
You know, I'm going to add that.
Hashtag Thug Life chimps.
I'd like to point out that he's wearing a really swaggin'-ass Rubik's Cube t-shirt. I want one of those.
My 13-year-old has one. They're very popular.
I have a finished Rubik's Cube shirt that's just red on one side.
He solved it.
Anyways, a lot of things happen with this. Again, don't give a shit. Moving on.
Hashtag lame ass adults.
We go to Florida.
No way.
A Florida man shot himself in the arm while cleaning a handgun, but didn't realize it until 3 days later when he finally changed shirts and found a bullet hole.
Florida.
Why does my arm hurt so much for 2.5 days?
Florida, is his name Liam Neeson?
You're just fucking it up for everybody, Florida. You really are.
Think about the process here.
Just everything.
The gun goes off. There is a sound, right? Even a silencer, he knows something happened, right?
I would suspect you'd feel the bullet into your skin.
Maybe he was on that huffing on that $20,000 bong.
Getting down on some bath salts in Florida.
Bath salts, hell of a drug.
I'm going to go eat a homeless guy now. My arm hurts. Homeless face will cure it.
Well, apparently an arrest report says that the county sheriff's deputies were called after 37-year-old Michael Blevins went to the hospital. Blevins told me he was cleaning his pistol, and when he held it against his chest to keep his dog from jumping near it went off.
They arrested him for stupidity.
You're a dumbass. You're going to jail for being a dumbass. Dumbass.
There needs to be a separate dumbass jail.
They
need to just call it Florida.
You're going to Florida.
Hashtag fucking it up, Florida.
By the way, thanks for tuning in, Florida.
Thanks, Florida.
Just lost the whole state.
The local newspaper there reports that when Blevins stood up, his back gave out and he fell. He says he heard a gunshot but didn't feel pain from that, possibly because of medicine he takes for back pain.
I'm so high on codeine.
1,000 milligrams of morphine every minute.
You're not supposed to swallow the entire case of pills.
Hey, there's a hole in my arm.
It's good for the rickets.
I like, though, that he says he went about his business until Saturday when he changed shirts and saw the entrance and exit wound. So for three days, he's wearing a bleeding shirt.
What day did he notice?
He doesn't notice the hole in his arm.
Is this guy not bathe every day?
Florida.
Okay, you don't have to.
All right. Is he one of them swamp people?
You got it, water conservation, you know.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
Well, it up, Florida. Let's talk about Santa.
Well, we talked about Tis Florida. Why not?
A Raleigh man who works as a Santa Claus for hire pleaded guilty Monday to creating child pornography.
That is the creepiest Santa I've ever seen in my life.
Are those specialized jail attire just for him?
That's Santa jail?
No,
what happened to Waldo?
It's kind of nice. It's festive.
Waldo. It looks like Waldo became a Subway guy who ended up touching kids.
God, can they just shoot him?
Apparently, Leander Dewey Jones will be sentenced in August and faces up to 30 years in prison. He worked under the name Santa Lee Jones and also performed at children's parties as a magician and a pirate. Again, if you are a magician, a pirate, and a Santa, you do touch children.
That's law.
Like, Kevin, you've been an Easter Bunny, right?
No, I've been a Cookie Monster.
Been a Cookie Monster.
Yes.
So you are just one Santa or one pirate away from touching kids.
That's close.
It's kind of just a necessity. When you hit the trifecta, you got to hit the trifecta.
If I had a mustache at the time, I would have been obligated to.
Yeah, clearly.
Oh, no. I played Santa. Shit.
Okay, maybe this is why you're not getting laid.
All of Santa's wish list is just don't.
What do you want for Christmas, little boy?
Oh,
Mike, take this Santa dick. Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, shit.
He didn't earn anything for that? Are you kidding me?
Double meaning.
No, that gets a hashtag. I'm sorry. Hashtag ho, ho, ho.
I'd like to think that they punished him by having him clean a gun.
Was this in Florida?
No.
Around a bunch of dogs.
North Carolina. It's kind of still on the area.
It's close, yeah.
Well, let's find out what was in Santa's bag.
Oh, shit.
What's in Santa's sack?
Investigators found about 5,000 sexually explicit images on the computer, external hard drives, various CDs, and discs taken from his home.
Hmm. He was just carrying them?
You have this much stuff on your computer, and it's not like the early 2000s where you had to download every porn that was on the internet just in case the internet ended.
That was a thing.
Yeah. Now we have enough storage space on computers. You can actually probably just put it all in one convenient box.
I would like to point out that I'm pretty proud of this guy. For his age, he's actually pretty tech savvy. Several hard drives. That's beyond me.
Maybe get a job at the Geeks.
I'm working for Apple Store. That's where they get them.
Now he's just giving Santa dick to hipsters.
Shelby's joking.
And there goes our listener
that's
base.
That's where it is. He pleaded guilty. I'm done with Santa. Okay. Let's move across the globe. Well, the states, to Arkansas. An Arkansas judge resigns after thousands of nude photos of defendants found.
Was he the one that judged the trial for the Santa?
These are all connected.
Were they,
like,
were they all
you're innocent.
Please
I'm
tell me.
Be keeping this evidence.
Is he from North Carolina or Florida?
Arkansas.
Were they all on hard drives?
Yes. Now, apparently...
So what, that's illegal? What?
I need to talk to Kevin about, or Alex, about printing up these stories. I don't want to read full pages. So I'll just basically say this guy was letting people off. You had a DUI?
By getting off.
We're going to take a recess. Come join me in the judge's quarters. We bang, I take a picture, then you're free. Which,
so you want some freedom?
I might take that option as opposed to the penalties for a DUI.
You would take dick from that man?
Over $10,000 and 10 years on your record? That's only that's got to be only 2 years of self shame.
What if he doesn't want you and you had to earn it?
3 years of self shame. Shelby,
I'd like to point out that you shouldn't judge him if he did take that offer, because apparently a lot of people did.
Yeah, 5,000.
Like a lot.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Unrobes and just glowing bright.
He only had 4,500 photos.
Man, the entire state of Arkansas got off free.
Nice. Man, I got a speeding ticket for $500. I'm starting to rethink this, actually. But then I'll give you a handy for $500. I'll jerk an old man off to get out of a ticket.
You could have an Xbox One, but now you just have a clean record.
Exactly. Not even ashamed of myself.
All right. Apparently, I have a video that I need to show.
Oh, no.
That goes into this story.
Did it come from the judge? Or Santa?
Or the chimp?
This is a combination. Remember the dog we talked about earlier? All right. No. Sound boy, get me my...
I don't.
Give me my screen here. There you go. Okay, yeah, there you go. There you no. That's good enough. All right, here we go.
This guy looks not high at all.
My girlfriend is always ranting and raving about how cute and adorable her wee dog is, and so I thought I would turn him into the least cute thing that I could think of, which is a Nazi.
This Japanese guy Buddha. Sounds funny.
Do I guess the juice? Do you want to gas the juice? Mom will gas the juice, son. Do you want to gas the juice? Do you want to gas the juice? Come on, gas the juice. Mom, gas the juice, son. Mom.
Do I gas the juice? Do I gas the juice? Do I gas the juice?
Gas the juice?
I looked at him playing Super Mario World.
Juice.
It's time to get up now, Buddha. It's time to get up. Do I gas the Jews?
This is one messed up dog.
Something tells me he's a Bernie Sanders fan.
See, Kyle. See, Kyle. See, Kyle.
So this dog owner's going to hell, right?
I don't know, where's Hitler?
Gas the Jews?
Alright, so I think we get the...
Do I gas the Jews?
We get the hang of what's going on here. So anyways, now on to the story of what happened here.
Oh, fuck.
Man faces hate crime charge in Scotland over dog's Nazi salute.
Yeah, it's because people in Scotland are pussies.
Yeah.
Apparently, the 28-year-old dude from Scotland was facing hate crime charges over the video. Been shared online caused offense and hurt to many people in our community. Nothing was actually brought up about whether or not the dog is going to be put down or arrested or face any kind of penalty.
Hmm.
Which I feel is wrong. And I think this is the dog that ran after and made him fall and shoot himself.
Yeah, that's rough.
See, it all comes together.
Damn.
It's not actually true, but for the sake of this show, I'm going to say it's all true. So,
all that's true.
We don't lie here on the Dirty Daddy Podcast.
Bunch of pussies.
I'd like to say...
Bunch of pussies.
Sorry. I'm actually very impressed with them. That's a lot of dedicated time and dog treats to make that dog hate juice.
Especially for pugs, because pugs are notoriously retarded.
You can just tell by looking at one of its eyes.
Well, the one that's looking at you, the other one's kind of looking away.
The other eye makes sure no one else is watching.
Yeah, so or it's watching the other eye.
You're saying he would? The dog makes a good German then. You know, I've always thought about this. When I first had my kid, there was that thought in my mind, like, I want to teach him the numbering. So 1, 2, 4, 3, 5, 6, 7.
That's
like,
how numbers go.
Switch the 3 and the 4 around and have him convinced that 4 is actually a 3, or like the color blue is actually red. Just like dog one little thing. But he's done this with the dog. So,
you know, there's an episode of iCarly where they teach a kid that there's a number in between like 6 and 7.
I feel
like that's the same.
She and her friend are hot.
Would it be Zeke Heil?
So 1, 2, 3, 4, Zeke Heil. Yeah.
Okay.
I love Jeanette McCurdy. Sorry.
Okay, Kenneth, this isn't about your dick, man. Calm down.
Jeanette McCurdy, if you're listening,
I love you.
Yeah, call in 4920450.
Yeah.
That would blow my mind.
And I'm sorry.
You could date Kenneth right now.
Speaking of blowing, we're going to take a break and continue to talk about stuff that Kenneth never gets. This is the Dirty Dowdy Podcast here on Longbox.fm. We'll be right back with Shelby Weatherby. We're going to be talking with him, getting to know him, and all that other fun stuff. And we got a game coming up later.
Yeah.
Keep sticking around. Keep sharing with the interwebs, the whole wide world, and all that stuff. And /XXX, so you get some love out in the interwebs. Just do that. Really? Push it for us. We'll be right back.
This segment of the show is brought to you by Riley's Brewing. Local made craft brews for any occasion. Try our Sancha, Cougar, or the all new Riley's Hard Root Beer today.
Hey, what's going on? This is Tom Arnold. And when I'm at a Cocaine Anonymous meeting, I'm usually in the back listening to the Dirty Dowdy Podcast. I love painkillers.
It's the Dirty Dowdy Podcast.
Dirty Dowdy Podcast is back, brought to you by Riley's Brewing.
Cheers.
Thanks, Riley.
Thanks, Riley's.
Jesus, Kenneth.
What?
Cheers. That is the least excited you've ever been about beer.
Yeah, could you be a little louder?
Why are you so quiet today?
Cheers!
That's about more normal.
There we go.
You're still missing some decibels, but let's not.
Well, I don't. You know, I could break your soundboard today.
Again. By the way, thanks, Canada, for tuning in. We do have Canadanese checking it out.
And thanks, Canada.
And they're hanging out in our YouTube Canada chat room. So if you want to join us, you can be on the YouTube chat room, hanging out with /XXX. So maybe if you're like Kenneth, you might want to hop on there and just start chatting. Make this show about you. And you can call us up and talk to us, 559-492-0450.
And Derek doesn't know the number of his own fucking phone.
Don't worry, he has it written on the back of his hand.
Yeah.
He just can't read.
So anyways, let's get into this. We're going to chat here with comedian Shelby Weatherby, and right off the bat, I got a couple quick questions for you. How long have you been a comedian?
Ever since I was at an anorexic hot dog eating contest.
Whoa.
I looked around, I'm like, well, this is going to be easy.
Why a comedian?
Money. There's no money in it, and I'm not interested in money at all. I do it for the art.
Shelby, tell me your best joke.
I don't have one.
That might be part of the money problem. When are you going to decide to quit and get a real job?
Death. Sweet death. The release of sweet
death. What job do you get at that point?
Sorry, I was just thinking out loud again.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, Shelby, how you doing, man?
Great. Thanks to Riley's Brewing.
Hey, you're a natural at this.
Cheers.
Oh, man. So, obviously, comic here in Fresno, you put on a lot of shows. We'll get to some of that are coming up. I know just recently, you did one at Frank's Place that you actually had our very own Mole Star Kevin on. But give us a little bit of backstory about the man that is Shelby Weatherby, or Carl Urban.
I've been doing comedy for about under 2 years. I did public speaking before that, and basically a shitty... Okay, he's not shitty. a friend who accidentally broke my entire computer.
No, no, you could say shitty friend at that point.
My shitty, not shitty friend. I think if he's watching this.
What's
it's okay,
his name?
Andrew Norton.
Oh, perfect.
He's a cool guy.
Hi, shitty
we'll
Andrew.
Tag him.
No, well, he, in my, for all intents and purposes, he kind of screwed up the computer. I don't know what happened, but somebody just looked at me and said, well, instead of drawing out your jokes and all that, doing animation, why don't you just say it on stage? And one day I did it on stage, and now I've kept doing it. That's about it, honestly.
It was child porn on the computer, huh? That's what he did.
All of it. Actually, my handle is Santa Claus.
At ArkansasJudge.
.com.
In North Carolina.
We're wrapping it all together here.
Yeah, it all makes sense now.
Have you watched Inception?
He actually lives in Florida.
Wait, if I say gas the Jews, do you want to go walking?
Yeah, my eyes go a little apart when you say it, though. I don't know.
Okay, so it does. Yeah, it all comes together now.
It's more Pavlovian.
That was weird, because we got these stories without knowing he was going to be on. So
that's so weird.
Wow.
Strange.
Sorry, coughing.
That was a nice explosion sound effect.
Who were some of the best comedians you shared a stage with?
Honestly, I've worked with a lot of very talented guys. We had Dean Del Rey come out, which he destroyed the crowd. He's very fun. Sam Tripoli came out. I think last week we had Kevin Shane, Pedro Hernandez. That was a bit crazy. I felt like God hated me. Right before the show started, there's
Black
a flash
Jesus.
Kanye West made a flash flood occur in downtown Fresno, and people were a bit put off by that. And Kevin had a really hard time getting into Fresno because of it, but he was worth the wait. I mean, he just put on a fantastic show, and he's very skilled.
Did you build him an ark? Take this in.
It's
no.
Weird. Fresno people don't like water until they need it.
Yeah. We're picky like that.
We got enough of it. We're like, you know what? We'll complain over the summer, and then when it comes back to winter, we'll be good
again.
Yeah,
it rained once. We're fine.
That's how job works, right?
So that's it as far as the most talented comedians you've been on stage with?
Ian Edwards, we did a show with him back near Christmas.
I'm sorry. This was your chance to give a little love to Molestar because, you know.
Molestar?
Didn't even happen.
Yeah. Good job. Good job.
Did we share a stage? Technically, we haven't.
Yeah, I don't think we've actually done.
Like on an official show.
Yeah.
You were at one of the shows and you performed with Dean Del Rey, but I was taking tickets at the door.
Yeah, he was all for him.
Okay, I will take back that loser horn.
Yeah,
you have one
up.
Banked, so the next time you make a bad joke,
can
I
you,
press
can
the
you
button.
Play it backwards for me?
Yeah. There
that
you go.
Pretty good. It's probably spun on.
Who needs
actually?
A soundboard and you have Dowdy on the mic?
Yeah, Michael Winslow over here.
Palms are sweaty.
Go ahead.
Rock and roll. Do I not get...
No,
we'll get there. We'll get
yeah.
There. Okay. So, Shelby, I know that the one thing comics really enjoy talking about is themselves. So, let's talk about ourselves. How do you like my set?
Worst interview.
My favorite part is when you talk about me.
That was a good part.
Yeah.
I wrote that for you.
Actually, no, I do have a favorite part. It comes full circle. When you were talking about the industry of what different media players and forms are progressed because of the porn industry.
Oh, yes.
That's fantastic. I actually had a friend who went over. It was Andrew Norton, the same guy with the computer thing. He talked to me about this and was like, I could believe that. And then when you said it, for some reason, I was like, that seems so much more legitimate.
Now that he's talking about porn, I understand it on stage. No, we were talking about how like VHS against Betamax. Mm-hmm. Betamax got slaughtered because VHS got backed by porn.
Yeah.
And then the same thing between HD and Blu-ray. Mm-hmm. But okay, so.
I took a real stock market hit from that, too. It sucks.
That sucks.
Yeah.
It really sucks.
I wasn't born yet, but, you know.
I was like, how old are you?
You should follow the porn trends more often.
Yeah. Wow, you should run, like, an economics section of this show just for the guys to listen in for it.
Nobody would listen.
You just need words with a lot of syllables.
Everybody's way too
like,
high.
Like, exonerate. Say that anytime. People are like, damn, that guy's smart. All right, let's talk exonerate shop. See how that works?
Damn, you know what you're talking
about. More credibility right there. What are some of the processes you use when you write material?
Honestly, I a lot of it comes from just weird thoughts that come to mind, which presents a little bit of a problem because I have a recorder on my phone and I use that when I can't write it down.
Yeah.
So I just look like some weird guy talking to himself on the microphone on his phone. And it doesn't, I can be, I'm like taking a shit or I'll be in the middle of a conversation with somebody. I'm like, that's good. Hold on. Yeah. Start recording it. Like, this guy's fucking crazy.
I've got a handful of those.
Those you have to be careful with, because whenever I do the live thing, I like to do the body cam because I don't want to hold things. But when you put the body cam, I suddenly want to start beating minorities.
Oh, is this a police officer joke? Can you play that Jeopardy thing right now?
You know,
there's more of that to come.
Yeah, and I'm ready.
Here's one I like. Tell us a joke that you yourself really enjoy, but just is not landing on stage, or the audience is not picking it up or reacting the way you're expecting.
Oh, you know what? This one about Rumpelstiltskin. I just finally stopped telling it after trying like four or five times. No, do you want me to talk about it?
Hit it. Tell us.
Yeah, no. So I thought one of the scariest things back in the older generation that like a bad guy villain could do to you was take your children. That's very scary. Am I right?
Well
okay. No. But to that generation,
depends on the kid.
Which one?
Take all of my kids.
Which one are you okay with losing in the mall? But no. What? But I like that was legitimately scary, and I felt like that made sense. And now I realize it doesn't, because kids are just worth so much less now. Like back then,
on the black market.
Back then, no. Well, yeah, that. Back then, you could have like 11 kids and lose like 13 of them, and so like if one grew up old enough to like work the fields with you, that was a sound investment.
Tell me more, Donald Trump.
Listen, I know where the best tacos come from. All right,
Trump tacos,
Linglings.
But I thought about that, and I thought, what about if like Rumpelstiltskin came to modern day and he went up to his first victim and he goes over to Spiel, he's like, one day you will have a kid and this child, it'll be your firstborn, and I'll come to you and it will be mine.
Okay.
Yeah, he's on the set
most
of
parents.
Yeah, but he's on the set of 16 and pregnant, and the girl's like, oh my god, thank you so much. I'm not even ready for this. I'm just a kid. I want to go out and do drugs and party and have one protect. Hey, would you mind having, can you take my second kid too if that happens? Like, I don't suppose, why not? Sure. It's like, thanks, bye. He's like, what the f? All right. And then he goes to his next victim, says the same thing, and it will be mine. But he's outside of abortion clinic, and the girl's just like, well, technically it'd be like my third, because I've had two abortions already. He's like, what the fuck are abortions? The poor guy just becomes a social worker. He's just taking all the kids that were going to have a shitty life and transplants them out. I haven't had to talk about that for a while. Wherever you are, Mom, I love you. But God, that'd be crazy if she learned to use the internet and was watching me right now. But no, so that's
still
a joke.
Haven't
that
told her it exists, huh?
By the way, because it came to my head, we've got to trademark for the Mother's Day the cards for that. It's got to be a thanks for not aborting me card.
By the way, happy Mother's Day, Jenny.
Thank you. One of you remembered.
I'd be impressed if it's not out there. I would be disappointed in the internet if the card actually has a.
I'm going to search it. You continue.
All
right. Right now. We're
all like, no, I did. That was the end of it.
Yeah, well, no. I'm glad you endured it. But that was a joke I really liked. And finally, I was like, oh, fuck me. It's not worth it. It's not going well.
Yeah. I dug the premise, and I like the delivery, too. I think you have something there, but. Abortion is definitely one of those things that, I mean, I'd love to deliver on those.
You either get it or you don't.
Either get it or you don't.
Ah, you scumbag.
All right, let's go with this. Put these in order of importance to you. Delivery, material, crowd work, and stage presence.
Well, I do a lot of anti-heckling and crowd work myself, so I'd probably say that crowd work... Probably say delivery. Delivery has to be the best thing on point. Crowd work. If an audience is okay with you doing your material and your presence is good, that's awesome. There's some crowds that just want to kind of screw around and have a back and forth with you. And if you're really good at doing your delivery and your material, Sometimes it doesn't always hit really well, but if you're good at, and you're adaptable at being able to speak to audience members as, you know, as you have a back and forth going, I've never really seen an audience that didn't like material that also wasn't into crowd work, but I have seen audiences that are into crowd work but not really into material. So I think spontaneity really breeds a lot of in the moment of funniness.
Yeah, true that.
For shizzle.
And then where would you put material? So material's not that important.
I think material. I think material is like, I honestly, stage presence, as much as I think having good bravado in front of you is a good thing. I've seen people deadpan deliver or just do crowd work and stand there and be, you know, just fine. In fact, there's a whole sect of comedians that are really just deadpan. And if you're looking at stage presence, that's a form of it, but that's the most like docile form that you can have, and yet still be there.
Yeah, almost like as animated as the mic stand.
Yeah. It's like, which one is which?
Yeah, this guy's not doing a lot of movement. All right, let's have some fun.
Is it time?
It's time.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for Molestar Kevin's questions.
It's time. It's time.
So much fun.
First question.
Yeah. Where the hell is Kenneth? That's not my first question.
He's in the can.
Works for me. Well, he better get back by the end of this.
He's getting laid. That's it. Worked.
No, he's putting your dick in the faucet. Doesn't count.
No.
No. Three speeds.
Oh, I'm still a virgin. Okay.
Well, that was quick. Why are you standing like an angry mother?
Fuck you talking about?
Listen, you just, man, you don't want to piss off a ginger.
Nope.
Yeah, you just got the sink pregnant, didn't you?
Listen, I know this guy named Rumpelstiltskin. He'll set you up real nice.
Yeah, he takes all kinds of stuff.
I did look it up. On the internet, we do have a card for Kenneth to get to his mom next year.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's there.
Oh, boy. Let's get it.
It's got a heart-shaped coat hanger.
That's Spencer's, right?
Pretty good.
Thank you, internet.
If that's
you
not artistic vision, I don't know what is.
I'm going to hit you with this, Shelby. You ready?
Yes.
Told you. Who would win in a fight? The 3D holograms of Michael Jackson, Prince, and Whitney Houston fighting for crack against the 3D holograms of Biggie and Tupac.
Whitney Houston, Prince, and Michael Jackson, just because... And have you, like, seen Meth Rage out? There's nothing that's quite that strong.
That's true. I've seen a guy eat someone's face on bath salts, though.
You saw it personally?
No.
No.
I don't know why I said I saw it.
Were you the guy?
<She's> like,
maybe.
I have this friend. He has an issue with eating.
Let's just say this is homeless guy's face, right? Okay, curveball here. The 3D hologram of Lenny from Motorhead jumps in for Biggie and Tupac against the Meth Rage.
Remember, he brings the Ace of Spades.
Now what happens?
Was that a pun?
No, that was bad.
Yeah, it was just bad.
Dun, dun, dun.
It was really bad.
He's still team pop. Steam team hee.
Yeah, if you can make sounds that high on stage and not care, you're probably able to beat the shit out of somebody.
Plus, be hella look good doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so good.
Hell yeah.
Plus, don't underrate Prince.
Yeah, Prince once beat Eddie Murphy's brother in a game of basketball. I heard.
That's true.
Hashtag thank you, Dave Chappelle.
With style,
blouses.
Second question.
Here it is.
Okay.
Would you rather be able to see 1 hour into the future, but it always smells like someone else farted around you? Or B, have all mammals between 1 to 5 pounds do your bidding, but most of your house will be covered in animal shit?
Hmm. It sounds like I have the option between... I feel like I'd be Land Aquaman, but with varmints.
Let's just be Landman.
Like, I could destroy people's crops and be annoying.
Crops? What?
You'd be
crops.
Covered in different kind of animals.
Well, yeah, let's cause the starvation
I'm covered,
of
or my
entire
house is covered.
Human colonies.
Well, your house is, too, but you're living in it, so it's going to be, I mean,
all right,
secondhand
all
shit.
Right, so, secondhand shit. I enjoy it twice as much. thank you, JT Foreman. yeah, You know what? If I'm going to have to smell shit all the time, I'm going to go with mind control over small animals.
Yeah.
Because you've seen the future for an hour, but that doesn't mean you can change it. And you still have to smell basically somebody's, like, vapor shit. But with animals, I'm like, that's kind of cool. Like, I don't know. I could pester people. I don't know how effective they'd be at anything else.
Get them to, like, paint your chimney and stuff.
Yeah, well,
do chores.
If by painting you mean just, like, smothering shit all over it, because apparently that's what I live in.
It would be like a feces-covered Cinderella.
That's all adorable. Right. What happens at midnight with that Cinderella?
Oh, it just all turns to the roses.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably take a shower. Sanitize your hands.
I just, like, I'm trying to, in my head, I'm going over different levels of how much shit it might be. I'm like, oh, I can take a shower, so it's not that bad.
Well, it's starting in the corners. They usually shit in the corners.
So I can clean it.
I mean, yeah.
Have you guys have you ever shit in the shower?
No.
What the fuck?
No, just
I pee in the shower all the time.
Have you?
Yeah, peeing is normal. Shitting, like...
It depends on how everybody else answers.
Have you shit in the shower?
I said it depends on how everybody else answers.
In that case, yeah, totally, all the time.
Yeah.
I don't feel that was true.
Sometimes I'll run in and pee in the shower even when I'm not showering. Just to be like, I can still do this.
It gives you quite the target.
It's fun, too, because it's that small little drain hole, and you're like, I wonder if I can start my pee stream and end it without... going anywhere, like, all, you know, like, nothing but net the whole time. And then I pee on the curtain. I'm like, that didn't work.
Is there somebody else in the shower with you? Is the other part of that?
That's what makes it fun.
Not always.
The shit or the pee.
Sometimes you target them.
Again, it depends.
Oh, yes. I know. I know. I've talked about this on stage. Is that couples that have been together for a really long time, I always, in the middle of talking to them, just ask, not like off stage, but on stage, ask them, like, does he shit in front of you? And I ask that because, like, really old couples that have been together, that is always something that's happened. And I've come up with a theory that that's what love is. It's being able to deal with all the disgusting shit somebody does, no pun intended. Nah. And thank you. Nah. And again, and still be okay with them, or at least ignore it. And that part, you know, peeing in the shower. It's like if you're in the shower, somebody accidentally pee on. You're adults, and sometimes you get a little pee on you.
Take a little pee on you.
And sometimes, if it's your slot, that's just the thing.
If you're what?
Our co-host is not here. The guy with the dick problems tonight.
Oh, yeah. Was it from the shower? Never mind.
No, it might be.
He likes pee play.
And if you pee on someone, it's like, hey, 1/10 of the women in this world, I'd have to pay to do that. Like, they would want that.
Yeah, Well,
no, they just want the money.
I just ask R. Kelly. That's what that is.
None of us fit his age range.
No, I'm way too old for his interest.
Or his 42 chapters of story.
All right, where are we at here?
Oh, I love those. Question. I love that song.
The third.
Ooh. Would you rather be able to relive any moment of your life, but when you do, everyone else will have your face? Or be able to record your dreams, but every once in a while, one of your dreams randomly becomes true?
As much as I like to see my own face...
I mean, seeing Carl Urban everywhere?
He's, like, fucking himself all the time.
Do you know how much I'd freak the fuck out if Carl Urban was like, hey, bro, you need to stop joking about how we look alike. I didn't even start... you guys know Danny Minch, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's the one who started that. Yeah, he's the one who started that. And one day I saw somebody sent me a picture of Carl Urban. And I was just like, yeah... Yeah, this needs to happen. And the great thing is, people actually thought that was me. My own family thought that was me. And somebody sent me a picture of Carl Urban on that. It's like, hey, did you know you look like this guy? I was like, nah, I don't see any resemblance.
Your family's like texting you, you're on Dread?
Oh, we forgot to tell you, Carl Urban.
Oh, my God.
That being said, I like my life. I don't want to relive any of it. I'm this summation of my, you know, everything that happened around me and myself. I'm like who I am. So I think that'd be cool to... Yeah, I'm sorry. The second part was about dreams.
Yeah, you get to record your dreams and play them back. Yeah. But every once in a while, randomly, one of them becomes real.
I feel like that's how a lot of good stories have been written. That's also, if it became real, I don't know how anybody would deal with me being irresistible.
Well, you're not all. I mean, just think of some of the dreams
Riley's.
that you kind of like.
This would be a good time to point out Riley's brewing makes me irresistible.
That's why I always drink before I go to sleep.
I like you.
It makes you vomit in the morning.
Where are we at, Dowdy?
Alcoholism at this point.
Good.
Pretty close.
Pregunta cuatro.
Ah, sí. Pregunta cuatro.
We love our Hispanics here.
They make the best stuff.
Shit. Shelby?
Hispanics make the best walls.
What I said.
No, it's the Chinese, actually.
No, the Chinese got to be working on the high-speed rail. That's why it's not getting built right now.
Lazy.
The Chinese put themselves into the walls.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Real piece of themselves going to that.
That's, horrible, human as a contender.
Yeah.
Death is fun.
Hey, ask history.
It's not me doing the jokes. It's history that provided them.
Shelby, I forgot to mention, your name sounds almost like a news correspondent. Like, and now to the weather with Shelby Weatherby.
No, I just spoke to somebody about that because their last name was, there's a friend of mine, he's a Japanese kid. His last name is Wakabayashi, and he talked about wanting to be a police officer. I was like, that's pretty badass. That'd be a cool name. Like, if I tried to give you a ticket, you just wouldn't, you know, it doesn't fit. But if I told you what next week's news would be for weather, that'd be fine. My name was going to be so much better. I know it's, yeah, Shelby Weatherby. How could it get better than that, right? No, see, my mom's name is Stormy Weatherby. Actually, I'm sorry. It was going to be, you couldn't name kids stuff like Apple or North back then, so they named her Betty.
No, you still can't. Some people do this, but yeah.
Some countries you can't, yeah.
My grandfather named her Betty Gale, still in there, you know, Weatherby, and her sister is Misty Weatherby, and she told me this not long ago, that my name is almost going to be Sean Hurricane Weatherby.
Damn.
Like, yeah, right?
Damn.
Thank you for telling me that. Now
you would have to be a boxer or
a UFC fighter.
What's your name, Hurricane?
Like, I can't because I'm a pussy, but I could have been with that name.
Could have been a stripper.
A stripper?
I could have let a lot of people down with the name I could have had.
Wait a minute. Do you want to...
No, I still let a lot of people down with the name I have.
Do you want a hurricane stripper?
Well, yeah.
That sounds like a very bad idea.
That sounds like it's very efficient.
It's a huge mess.
And quick.
Efficient and quick?
No. Do I have to board up the windows when
have
they come
over?
Have
you seen Hurricane Katrina? That was not efficient or quick.
Well, that depends on who you ask.
At the end of my dance set, you're going to be on your rooftop with a sign saying, help me.
Yeah, I think a stripper with the name Hurricane, I think like a very dark... Gnarlins. Fat black woman.
Hey, Kenneth, this goes out to you.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I'm already on the train.
Pregunta cuatro.
I'm also giving the fuck you award tonight.
Shelby.
Pregunta cuatro.
Gracias.
Wait. We already had Pregunta cuatro.
I'm okay doing it again. I like my name.
That's a good one.
I don't know if you slurred that or you're just bad at speaking Spanish.
At that moment, it was just bad at speaking Spanish.
Pregunta cuatro.
I was trying to speak fast. And it didn't work out well.
You did that very well.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Got to slow down so you can think good.
We got a spitter.
Darn it. Kevin, you're so funny.
Thank you. All right. Explain to Kenneth why women don't like gingers, and don't be shy.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Shit.
That's one.
That's one. Capitalize all those.
They don't like it when you yell, don't piss off the ginger. And I don't know a lot of.
No, I don't know. Currently writing the fuck you award right now.
Most of them have been exterminated.
you can pass if you like.
No, I just I don't.
Everyone else has.
Who are you going to pass to? I'd love to know.
No, just pass. Just pass the question.
No, go ahead and pass.
No,
okay, I'd love.
No,
to see.
I don't want
to
pass. It's just that I don't know a lot of women that discriminate against gingers. Like I'm like. I know a lot of very attractive women that are gingers. It just sounds terrible because I'm terribly bad with names that I've nicknamed them all Red. And one of them saw me call somebody else Red and then asked what that was about back when MySpace was a thing.
Oh, that was like,
yeah, no, I was off their top eight immediately. But, but no, it's a fitting name. But like, no, I just like, I don't want to. I don't think that any women are truly that discriminative against redheads.
Except for other redheads. Redheads do not like other redheads. Girls, by the way, I'll keep that to that. Redhead girls do not like other redheads, yeah.
So it's like the rule of magnetic attraction, that if you're both positive, you're like,
no. It's like ginger males, because all males are ginger, there's not a hot redhead guy.
Oh, I'm staring at one right now.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate your
butter
compliment.
Him up.
So long as you don't hurt me later, I hope.
His nickname's the Red Scare.
Okay. Wait, I'd like to mention something. Actually, you and I have something in common. So you tried to have sex with other
women? No. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, God.
Other people?
You've tried to have sex with
a woman. Somebody that has red hair. This has always been a dream of mine. And there's so many girls on Tinder.
Did the curtains match the sadness?
Don't worry, there's plenty of sadness to go around.
That might be
Is
part of the
problem.
Is that
what you call your dick?
Get ready for the sadness.
This is a great interview.
The thing is that
I'm building up names
between,
right now.
Between you and I, is this a hit list? Sorry.
Not yet.
He's just making a list of names of people who don't get Lucky Charms anymore.
It's not a hit list until you start killing the people on it.
That's a no. So Kenneth. So you've specifically, I actually a little interview.
I love how this interview changed.
I'm inceptioning this shit. Have you tried to have sex with women specifically because they're redhead, and you are as well?
No, I've just tried to have sex with women
specifically because they're women. Yeah.
Have you considered trying to ease your way into women by doing a dude first?
Really effeminate.
Just to try
no,
it out.
No, I haven't.
Just call it a practice pussy.
That's
Hashtag practice pussy.
No, yeah, I have to write that.
No, I've actually
so fucking.
This is a terrible thing, and I found girls that have the name Shelby more attractive because their name is Shelby, and only for the reason. And I thought we had this in common, because we don't. Is that I wanted to find a girl whose name is Shelby, not so much anymore. Well, maybe kind of. It's around there, but. And have sex with them, but also yell out during sex, Shelby, you're the best, but be talking about myself.
That's good.
And you can only do that if your name is unisex.
Yeah.
So, like, there are a couple of black guys in her name, Kelly. They could totally fit that dream into their life.
I'm going to fuck your ass, Kelly.
Yes.
It doesn't work on all levels.
Whoa, actually. No, fuck it. He could do that.
Yeah, that's true. Whatever.
That's you're a weird moment. Way of, like, Kelly, what'd you do last night? Fuck Kelly in the ass. Like, oh, I'm talking about third person. It's good stuff. By the way, sorry if you're listening to this.
This doesn't happen.
Good
often.
Time to mention Riley's Brewing makes a great beer, Sancha. It's delicious. I've had like many of these.
Makes you say all kinds of stuff. All right, last one. Jenny.
Yes, hi.
Explain to Kenneth why women don't like ginger.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
She starts looking at her phone for answers.
The Lord's not listening right now.
Google
He's
it.
Done.
Google's just because.
You're assuming I was paying attention to everything everybody said, so
no, he's
I hear...
No, he's just asking you that.
Why don't women prefer gingers?
Yes.
Because they're gingers.
That is correct.
You were too busy swiping left on gingers on Tinder.
Yeah.
Tinder gingers.
Tinder gingers.
Is there an app for that?
Tinder gingers danger.
Like I would know. My phone is fucked.
Well, that's the only thing that is with you.
No kidding.
Well, thanks for joining us in the interview.
Nah.
I'm looking up something here real quick that I'm hoping to find a ginger dating site. But can you give us your plugs where we can find you, Shelby, with your upcoming comedy shows and your Facebooks and your interwebs and all that fun stuff?
Yeah, interwebs. I haven't heard that for a while. If you do find me funny, please feel free to follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that. If you don't find me funny, find somebody you hate and tell them to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. My Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff. I haven't really kept track of what my names are, but it's either going to be Shelby. Yeah, I know, right? It's either going to be Shelby Weatherby is what you search, or SS Weatherby. So, you know, it's like a boat, but with, you know,
they're like
clever.
Nazis.
Yeah, like Nazis. Where's that pug? I need some love in my life.
You got one follower.
So far, that's all I need. That pug. Did you see the crowd he was pandering to on that TV? It was good.
They were hyped, man.
People in the 1940s sure knew how to get behind somebody.
Yeah, they were go-getters.
If only I could have those kind of crowds in my show.
They knew how to light a fire.
It takes a village to burn a Jew.
Oh,
well,
yeah, man,
and
subtlety.
I'm not going to tell anybody where to find me after that. So if you are interested in seeing some really awesome comedy, myself and Mr. Chris Cruz, him and I are putting together a collaborative effort with the staff at Frank's Place, who've been very awesome.
Killer shows.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Yeah.
You were part of that.
Solid.
Was that the show? But we have awesome nationally touring headliners out every Friday. Fresno, Frank's Place is attached to Warner's Theater. Some of these guys, in fact, we're having Sammy Obade, who was on Last Comic Standing. We're actually having Eric Myers come out this Friday. Sorry for blanking out there. And he's having Jay Davis, who toured with Dane Cook on Tourgasm. I love saying that out loud in public.
I love doing that in
and
public.
I want to say, Frank's Place is it's a solid venue. It's got a dedicated stage that's far, far away from the bar. So, all the noise, the outside noise is not there. You don't deal with it. They set up curtains and close it off really nicely. They open it up if you need more space. They did that with the show I was at.
There's also a A1 taco truck out there. They have a filet mignon taco, which is...
Watch your mouth.
French aren't allowed here. Is filet mignon French? I don't fuck it.
Racist.
Yeah, that's clearly what I was... and actually, we're very excited to say that we have... Erin Darling coming out to Fresno along with them. She's got her own talk show in LA. She's been on like HBO and a million other things. She's actually on Cartoon Network's Adult Swim, and she is a Fresno-based comedian personality. I don't know. So she'll be out here this Friday as well, and that's very exciting. I'm very happy. I'm in anticipation to see what she brings to the stage. So that's going on this Friday. Yeah,
you're ecstatic.
I'm all those emotions that you see on Facebook, exuberance. And they say, "How do you feel?" It's like all the exciting ones. That's me.
Yeah, it's the smiley face that it's exploding because it's every emotion.
There's one for that. I thought that was like specifically to jihadists.
There we go. That's two.
Use. All right, pull it back.
Yeah. Tell you what, we are going to. Take a break. We got a game coming up. Pick a card. Before we go to the break here, go ahead and you can kick that music off, sound boy. I was looking up ginger dating sites, and apparently there's a couple. You can go to hotforginger.com.
Ooh.
You can go to dateginger.com.
You can go to
findaginger.com.
Ah!
Yeah. Kenna's Facebook.com. Redheadpassions.com, a community site for redheads and those with red hair. I think that's redundant. Hot for Ginger. Oh, ChicagoNow.com. ShagaGinger.com.
ChicagoDog.com?
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Chicago, is that... Are there more redheads there? What?
I don't know.
I'm so intrigued.
We'd have to ask Moby if he was here, but no, couldn't make it tonight. He's got dick problems. So anyways, you can shag a redhead, or you can just shag our redhead. If you want to help us out, go to our website, longbox.fm, or go to our Facebooks. Sign up if you would like to... do a go fuck me for the ginger in the corner here who's sadly just dreaming of his
Why don't
charms.
You smile more often, Kenneth?
Yeah.
God.
You act like this whole show's about you and you're emo. A ginger
smile,
emo. Wow.
He can smile, but he's still dead on the inside.
Kenneth, quick question for you. Real quick.
Sorry.
This is the Dirty Daddy Podcast on Longbox.fm. Ginger question.
Listening to the Dirty Dowdy Podcast on Longbox.fm. Whether you're sitting in a room all alone or hanging out with a room of make YouTube your tube by searching out Longbox FM on YouTube.com. It's music, videos, and live webcasts. Watch it all at YouTube.com by searching out Longbox FM.
Hey, what's up? This is Tracy Morgan. When I'm put a baby in your butthole, I'm listening to the Dirty Dowdy Podcast. Oop, I just dropped a brown shot.
It's the Dirty Dowdy Podcast.
The Dirty Daddy Podcast on Longbox.fm, brought to you, of course, by Riley's Brewing.
Thanks, Riley.
Cheers, Riley's.
And remember, you can participate in this show. You can either get in the chat room on our YouTube page and the party that's going on there, or you can call us 559-492-0450, or, just search the Go Fuck Me and just sign up to Bang Kenneth.
Yeah.
Just... Bang Kenneth. Someone,
either
please.
One, Kevin.
Please,
or Kenneth.
Anyone.
No,
anyone.
I'm getting bang on the reg.
don't just rub it in his face, man.
No.
I think that's the point of the go fuck me.
Yeah. Actually, I think all the guys should every Wednesday walk up and rub the finger under his nose.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
little incentive. Like, this could be you.
Man, this is going to be
I watch scary movies.
This is going to be a very violent show soon.
Smell my index middle.
That's also Kenneth's pickup line. This is going to be a very violent show soon.
I thought it was Don't Anger the Redhead.
Close enough. Close enough.
Did you let's get to our game. We've got intro music. Let's fire it off. Go. Yep.
Excuse me.
It's the game everyone's been waiting for. That's right. It's Pick a Card. Race, religion, politics. Because we've each got an opinion, right? So step on up and let's play that game. Pick a card.
All right, rules of this are very, very simple. You have four popsicle sticks sitting in front of you, with one being racism. I think it's clear. It's the one that says racism. You have the Obama card.
Yeah.
You have the political card and the police brutality card.
I'm not sure which is which.
They're pretty much one and the same.
So, what I've done is I've been reading a lot of news stories on the interwebs, and it could be a story about a dolphin that's emerged on a beach.
Racism.
And, of course, the best things about the internet besides porn are the people who decide it's because they have the internet, they have freedom, they feel that they need to make a comment. Make their opinion known.
They feel other people should be able to hear what they have in their heads.
Fucking busybodies.
It feels like they're just putting their name on a giant extermination list, if I had my way.
Yeah, I think there is a list being generated with that.
That sounds like a Hitler card. We need a Hitler card.
I'm down for it.
We do need a Hitler card. Well, we got this Obama one. That'll have to do.
Everybody's Hitler.
So, here's how the game's going to be played. I am going to read a news story, and you have to decide if, and this is the very first comment I could find on the list that fit one of these cards. So, when I read the story, you go ahead and hold up one of the cards that you think it is, and I'll tell you if you're right or wrong. Simple, easy, ready? Good, 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 good. Let's go.
Sure.
All right. Muslims will always be welcome on Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg posts statement as race tensions worldwide heighten. Zuckerberg posted a statement on his own Facebook page this evening promising that he would not allow the network to succumb to cynicism. Which card are you guys picking?
Ooh, man.
Do we share these right now or do we wait?
Yeah, who are we asking first? I thought we
it's a group thing.
Yeah, you just throw them up.
So put it up and I'll give you points for it.
God, this is...
Shelby, you are going with political.
All right.
Kenneth's going racism. Molestar's got Obama. Jenny, are you playing? She grabbed...
One of us is taking the lead here.
And we got police brutality with Jenny. Thank you, Jenny.
She's back on Tinder. She doesn't care.
She'd be swiping.
The answer is, from Merrick Herman, that's brave coming from a Jew. The average Muslim reader would love to see Zuckerberg beheaded. Race card.
See, police brutality.
Ken wins.
I was just thought that was a political move on his part. I'm clearly not in the right mindset for this game.
It could have also been police
brutality. You have to put yourself in the mindset of some idiot who's on the Facebooks of the world.
Shit, all right.
There's social justice warrior who also is missing a chromosome.
There isn't a dick card on here. I don't know if I'm going to be able to answer these.
I think all four of those are dick cards.
Yeah.
Let's be fair.
I mean, this one could really double over for a lot of things.
Oh, calm
you
down there.
Fucking baby.
All right, here we go. From St. Paul, Minnesota. A teachers union plans to file a petition for state mediation, a first step towards a possible strike move over the issue of school safety after staff members were attacked by students Friday at a St. Paul high school. A 16-year-old Central High student had been charged with a felony third-degree assault after police say he slammed a 55-year-old teacher against the wall, choked him, and threw him on the floor after the teacher tried to break up the fight. His 15-year-old brother also faces an assault charge after police say he punched the assistant principal when the administrator tried to help the teacher. What card?
Oh my god, I've got three cards in my hand that I'm having a hard time with. Ooh.
Can the answer be yes?
Quarter of a point.
Okay, all right. Hey.
What do we got? So, Molestar's got racism. So does Shelby. Kenneth, what are you pulling?
I'm going to go politics.
Politics, and grab a random there. Thanks, Mom. You're going politics, too.
Let's see what happens.
From Gonzo-matic.
I need some points here.
So,
don't let me down, Gonzo.
It was a white kid, or... Also followed by Humple Dinker Dinkle Humper. They didn't specify it, so you know what that means. Two young black men?
Damn it.
Followed by someone named Liquid and said, if it was a white kid, the teacher would have been shot.
Oh. So it's politics, then.
Clearly race card, Mom.
Bam. Get us some points.
Shelby and Molestar.
Again, could also be police brutality.
Right now, we have
a comedian's mindset.
We have a throughway between Shelby, Molestar, and Kenneth.
Winner gets to have sex with Kenneth's hand.
I'm down.
Also a comedian's mindset.
All right, here we go. Tom Brokaw took on Donald Trump's call for a ban on Muslim entries to the U.S. on Tuesday, calling it a dangerous proposal tantamount to the establishment of Japanese internment camps in America during World War II. Trump's proposal overrides history, the law, the foundation of America itself, Brokaw reported on Nightly News. He added that Trump is spreading paranoia that undermines reason. What card are we playing?
This is tough. Jenny, why don't you go first?
We got politics from Shelby. Jenny, grab politics again. You might want to mix those up if you're just going to randomly do it. Obama from Molestar. First Obama of the night. No, second.
Yeah, second. I'm Obama bamming it.
I'm going to...
You going racism?
Yep.
Goddamn Jew. Ginger. Whoops.
Yeah, you got whoops. Your...
Which one is
Speaking
it?
Speaking of which...
the answer was from Lincoln Gang.
Come on, Lincoln Gang.
Dalism is walking Indian stereotype. Oh, wait. No. Never mind. Hold on. From Billy Barrett.
Oh.
Tom, please, shut your liberal mouth. People are paranoid, huh? Maybe if all the people in California took your good advice and went on a work Christmas party. Now, look. Comparing this to Nazism is very foolish of you, Tom. Shame. Sorry. Spelling on the internet is bad. What? Shame on.
What?
Pulling the political card.
Damn.
So what we got? Ooh, Shelby and Mom.
Yay. Oh, it feels good to be right.
Damn.
Shelby's taking the lead. Man. 2-1. I already blew that one story.
It's like it's not Obama's fault for everything.
Here we go.
Thanks, Obama.
Lighter stories. From Huffington Post.
Oh, this is Ooh. True.
Oh, wait.
I've already got it.
Yeah.
Pete's a hairy-nosed wombat who's not afraid to let one loose. And the BBC Two clip above opens up with him sharing a satisfying fart with the handler trying to feed him corn. Wasn't me, the man holding Pete says. Well, Pete, the farting wombat may look pretty chill. Check out what happens when he wants a bite of corn. What was the first bad comment?
Oh, man.
Kenneth's going police brutality.
Yeah. I wanted to pull that. I did. I was like, God damn.
It's a story about a farting a wombat.
they beat
I'm,
the shit
I'm
out
going
of
racism.
I'm
going
to go with the Hail Mary. Just.
Okay, so we got racism from Molestar and Jenny. We got Obama with Shelby and God police brutality over there with
I think it's going to be police brutality.
I think
that's
beat the shit out of the wombat. God I think you're right.
What color is it?
From Jeff Maslin.
Come on, Jeff.
Amazing. First time I've seen Donald Trump with nothing to say. He does like corn, though.
Nobody got that one?
Political.
Oh, shit.
And you told me to mix them up.
Isn't Trump anti-Obama? Can I?
Yes, but
dang it.
Don't get too deep. Well, that's next week.
Whoa, how deep are we getting?
No, well, you?
Kenneth
well,
got
yeah,
very
deep.
Interesting.
I know, not
once
deep.
Once the butt troubles go away.
How deep? That would be jean pant surface deep, Kenneth.
That's pretty good. That's pretty
yeah. He's got a stain.
Man.
From Yahoo.com. A man has beaten the odds by winning $1 million in the New York lottery for a second time. Lottery officials will be revealing the $1 million winner Wednesday on Long Island. They say the same Suffolk County man won $1 million in 2012. The check presentation will be made at a gas station and the convenience store in West Babylon.
Said New York, so I'm going police brutality.
Going, that is a safe play right there.
I'm going
like
Obama,
that.
Some guy who wins the lottery twice. Has to be Obama.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the same thing about winning the lottery twice, but it being a minority thing. Racism.
Racism and Jenny?
Oh, racism.
I like that we're on the same page, Jenny.
Wow.
This is good.
The answer from Bill.
Oh, Bill.
He's a racist.
He sounds racist.
Let's go, Bill.
Donald Trump immediately found the lucky winner as a spot on his finance manager. Political it is.
Today. This is stumping Nobody me. I've only got 1 point.
Wow,
I'm not going to be able to fuck Kenneth's hand.
Don't worry, it'll still be there.
No,
for you.
Shucks.
That was the closer.
Kenneth, you do it to yourself, man.
Yeah, I got
it. Okay.
Move on.
There's no sinking feeling for the scientists who inadvertently gave the world Bodie McBoatface. In fact, they're buoyant.
What?
I hate the leads on stories. The leader of Britain's Natural Environment Research Council said Tuesday that its Name the Ship competition, which drew global attention when it was won by Hijoki McMoniker, was an incredible success. Very long story, blah, blah, blah. Basically, you gave the internet a chance to name something. They named it Bodhi McBoatface.
Wow, that's pretty tame, actually.
Yeah. I want to know what...
You should have seen second and third place.
I think second place was Gas the Jews.
Third place is Thanks Obama.
Oh. So,
third place is Practice Pussy.
Give me your guesses.
I got to go political.
Political?
Yep. It's Britain. It's not going to be Obama.
Hold on about this. I got to think.
No, I'm going with Obama.
See, the political thing's Joni's, too safe.
Jenny's going with the giant O.
She's safe.
Racism for Molestar.
Pulling the racist card.
Racism for Shelby.
Never lets you down. You win every angle.
The answer. And people wonder why we fought so hard to get away from England. They name a boat Bodhi McBoatface and elect a Muslim mayor. Nice going, you England.
Is that racist?
Thanks, Obama.
Race card.
Yay! Hey, high five.
Weird high five. That's how white guys
they
high
five. They molested the fist.
So we'd be awkward. That's
yeah,
nice.
Just that was kind of weirdly sexual.
Like, I don't know about you, but I don't mind.
It's romantic.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. From BusinessInsider.com. At the time of the surrender on May 7th, 1945, Nazi forces had all but disintegrated. Adolf Hitler had committed suicide. The Soviet forces already taken Berlin, which resulted in 70,000 Nazi soldiers being putting down their arms. This is a very long story that explains what the documents looked like, the secret words that Eisenhower had said right after the signing of the surrender thing. So it's this big, basically, history lesson on why the Nazis lose, because they were gassing the Jews.
Right, that's why.
So, it's a history lesson. What is the first bad comment, first card pulled in the comments?
You mean the first comment?
Actually, comment number one, yes. tough one, huh?
I'm waiting.
Are these getting progressively
Police
harder?
Brutality.
Police brutality?
I'm going political on this one.
Political?
I'm also going to go political.
I feel Trump just emanating from this.
You know,
this comment.
I'm just going to have to go with Antichrist.
That's Obama.
I'm just kidding. I don't feel that way about you.
Pronounced Obama.
You got a nice smile.
You are right. These are getting progressively harder. The answer is, yes, the Anglo-American alliance accomplished a lot. One, England went to war with Germany over Polish independence, then allowed Russian hegemon over Poland and all of the Eastern Europe for 60 years. Number two, England and France lost their empires and are now occupied by Pakis and North Africans.
Shit.
Number three, Western Europe is now overrun by the Muslim horde.
So
congrats to the Allies. You won the war and destroyed the future of Europe. I think it's safe to say it went racist.
Yeah.
And I really
Roy,
feel
you
like
said
that's
Muslim
brutal,
and Pakis, right? Isn't that Obama?
Yeah, but he said a lot of country names, too. That's clearly
Oh, you're
political.
Right. Science.
No.
Damn it.
You guys all lose. But by the way, Pakis?
Pakis, that seals the deal right there. If he said Pakistanis, it'd be like, it's close, but he said Pakis.
Well, isn't that a modern-day Japs right there?
Wait, listen. Okay, first off, Japs, that's not Japanese. That's a Jewish woman. It's a derogatory term.
No. No.
No, I think you're wrong.
I think you're pulling the racism card.
You're thinking Jews.
Listen, as a proud Japanese man.
Yeah, your face screams that.
You'd be surprised if my face screams.
You don't have to be a Japanese man. You just have to identify as one.
All right. Weatherby. I don't think that would be
right now. Shelby's taking it 3-2 over Molestar, and then there's Kenneth and Jenny in the back. That'll be interesting. Let's see if we can end it on this one.
Pun.
A New York woman was arrested after she allegedly bit an employee of a Vermont store after she attempted to retrieve underwear she had allegedly stolen from the store.
Is that it?
Zombie card.
That's it?
Zombie card? Police brutality?
I don't know.
What do we got? What do we got? What do we got?
Going racist. I'm going racist, guys.
I'm
going
to go with brutality.
All right, you guys ready?
Somebody she gets beat the shit out of.
Answer is...
Hang on, Shelby. You got to draw my dog.
Oh, I did.
He did. Police brutality.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Say the answer from commenter Rick. Why didn't he shoot her? Only cops shoot unarmed people.
Yes!
And with that, that means
Damn.
Our guest tonight takes the victory 4-0 to all the rest of you guys losers.
Yeah.
We have a tradition here, Shelby. When you win a game, you have one uninterrupted minute to speak about anything that you want. Don't worry about the plugs. You've got a chance.
Line
you
already about said not it. Interrupting.
Mm. 1 minute, and it starts now.
I'm not going to say anything. You guys just have to look at me.
Yeah, we could sit in awkward silence. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit, I just interrupted you.
Oh, darn it.
I interrupted your silence.
Sorry, actually, you know what? I'm just going to let you talk. Can we talk back and forth with this?
Let's go. What do you want to talk about?
You pick.
Man.
Racism.
Racism.
No, is Jenny picked. Political.
Political? All right.
No, we're going to be here for longer in a minute. socialism. What does socialism mean? I'm asking you this.
I don't ask for a test. I ask for something to talk about, like lighthearted.
What do you think about socialism?
Feel the burn.
But that slot?
Huh? Nope.
Let's talk about...
How much more time left?
I think you guys already killed that, so...
Let's talk about hand jobs.
So let's talk about...
Yeah, do a hand job real fast.
Yeah. You know how you can tell which massage places have hand jobs? If they say massage on them.
Mine is actually the look of crippling depression on the woman's face as she takes your payment.
Yeah. She looks like she's been shaming herself.
You know you're down.
Hours straight. Yeah. There was a story about like 13 massage parlors in Clovis being shut down because they were giving out hand jobs. Not like giving them out, but like offering them.
Well, listen, they charged way too much. I had to do something about it.
Plus, when you don't give the police hand jobs when they raid you... You will get shut down.
13.
Did you say when they raid you?
Yeah, you got to raid them.
There's only 13 massage parlors in Clovis, and they all got busted.
And now
busted.
I have to travel to Fresno.
Two of them are three of them were like right next to me, like a block away.
And
like,
you're still not getting any.
Yeah, he doesn't have $50.
Do you think I have $50?
Maybe it won't get a date for Kenneth. We'll just take him to a massage parlor. Give him $60 and say, take care of him.
We need to take him in there and then have a recording of him and then have like wait for the girl to bring up like, you know, sneakily how to give it like how to offer a hand job, but we just need to have Kenneth play dumb the whole time.
You mean play Kenneth?
Play Kenneth the whole
time. How awesome would that be if she did try to sneakily do it and he did play dumb the whole time? she just goes through like 20 different puns and euphemisms for giving him a hand job.
I feel like we would have to warn him in advance, like tarp the bed and hazmat.
The funny thing is, you say she'll do puns, but no, she'll probably just go straight to it. Hey, you want hand job? Is probably going to be the first thing she says.
Yeah, but you're playing dumb, so then she just goes like, he's so stupid he doesn't understand English. Like,
she'll probably just keep going like this the whole time. And then shaking her hand.
Well, you slowly can make move a her pun. Hand and see if
you
back
just be
away.
Like, do you have Tourette's?
You can make a pun and still do this.
Is there an issue?
Are you Jamie Foxx?
Michael J. Foxx.
Is that what...
Yeah,
I always get mixed up, totally which is terrible because one is black and one is white. No, that's not the first time I've done it. I see no color. I just...
I really want to see...
Jamie Foxx and Michael J. Foxx.
I really want to see them advertise how good their girls are at the extras. Like, we got the Asian Michael J. Foxx.
And then
I
we just
see
have, Michael,
the
and then we just have
window.
Michael J. Foxx.
I'd like to bring up right now that now is a good time to bring up that Riley's Brewing makes a great beer.
They do.
Thanks, Riley.
Michael J. Foxx agrees. Hey, you let it happen. That was way more than a minute.
Thanks, Riley.
that was like 7 minutes right there.
I should have just given you a Kenneth minute.
Yeah.
That'd have been like 20 seconds or less. Yep. This is the Dirty Yachty Podcast. We're going to take our final break, come back, finish off the show. We do have the Kenneths. And we're going to talk with Shelby one more time and talk about what's coming up in the following weeks, and that includes porn.
Yay.
Yes, we have a porn guest. Coming up, and we will talk about that.
Are they from Colombia?
Shut up. It's the Dirty Dowdy Podcast, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Dirty Dowdy Podcast on longbox.fm.
For a sushi experience like no other, just say, roll one for me. Japanese cuisine expertly prepared and beautifully served in a fun, family-friendly environment. Make your next lunch or dinner unique. Roll one for me, a sushi joint on Champlain and Shepherd.
The Dirty Dowdy Podcast. Online on Facebook. Just hit up our Facebook page for all things Dirty Dowdy. That's facebook.com/TheDirtyDowdyPodcast.
It's the Dirty Dowdy Podcast here on Lungbox.fm, brought to you by Riley's Brewing.
Thanks, Riley's.
And now it's time to do our Make-A-Wish moment.
Oh, fuck you.
Kenneth, you've been, for the most part, good. I mean, you're a solid D-plus today, so we'll let you finish us off. Give the awards to the show, and go ahead and hit it.
Yeah.
That's the wrong hitting it. Also, Kenneth's life.
Hashtag thank you, Petey. So... we got the tardies, and we got plenty to give out tonight. And a lot of them go out to one person, actually, because he's just been fucking it up all over the night. Fucking it up. Right and left. First off, we have hashtag of the night. We have several hashtags available. We have DDP Live, Make Fresno Better, Thug Life Cuddy. I know nobody said it, but I just felt it had to be there as of last night. We had Jocko Tuesday. We had Ginger Binger. Thug Life Chumps. Ho, ho, ho. Thank you, Dave Chappelle. And Practice Pussy. But I think the winner of the night is fucking up Florida. Because Florida is always fucking everything up.
Yeah, Practice Pussy.
Yeah, I'm still going to say fucking up Florida.
Okay, well, I'm going to write it out as Practice Pussy.
Yeah, wasn't that your own?
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, you said it.
So,
I see what's going on here.
It's about time I win something. So, yay, I win an award. We have worst joke of the night, and that goes to Kevin. He's Aoki Doki.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was a good shitty joke.
That was fucking horrible. Good job, Kevin. We have most horrible human award, and man, there was such a competition between two fuckheads tonight.
Ooh, am I fuckhead number one?
Yeah, we had Dowdy and Kevin competing. Yes. Dowdy for shitting in the shower.
No, that's not even close.
I did not commit or admit to that completely.
And Kevin, just for history happening. But there was a Jew-off between the two of you.
Hashtag Jew-off.
Later.
Anything you can Jew, I can Jew better.
Dude, you gotta stop Jewing that, man.
So,
I could Jew anything better than you. 20 cents, 30 cents, 20
between
cents.
The Jew off, I would say Kevin won the Jew off.
Fuck yeah. Oi!
Kevin, you win a bag of Jew gold.
I won the Oisker.
By the way, I am 1.5% Jew, so this is okay.
We have a best moment, and that was Kevin's comment on a vagina of equaling cool shit.
Yep.
But we also have a fuck you award.
This goes to Kenneth to the world.
It does, but it also goes to Dowdy for his constant targeting of me. Yeah, fuck you, Dowdy. Fuck you royally. It was initially going to go to Shelby. No, it goes to you.
Do you know what's funny is I have
Can
sex.
Can I ask what pushed you over the limit?
And still, fuck you. We have a quote of the day.
Like, are you asking? Is that a request?
Shut the fuck up. So we have a quote of the day today, and there were several quotes. We had the entire state of Arkansas gets off free, thanks to the judge getting off, of course.
Yeah.
That went to me. And then we had what's in Santa's sack that went to Jenny. But no, the quote of the day goes to Kevin. Mm. Hunger is the best gravy. Which leads us to our MVP of the night. For all of the shitty awards that I handed to him tonight, this goes to this fuckhead to my left, Kevin.
God, that's like three in a row.
Kevin, you win the fuckhead, MVP award.
I'll take both.
I like that you're naming. I hope you hold on to this for next week.
I'm making a circle to hand to you later. So, Kevin, you got a fucking uninterrupted minute. And yeah, I'm talking like Rihanna. Sorry.
What, do you have Chris Brown's fist in your mouth?
No. No, I'm stroking, bro. I taste pennies at the moment.
I still think mine was better, Red.
Kevin, fucking take it away.
He's going to remix her left eye.
There you go.
All right. So, Shelby, let's try this again. Let's talk about something. Jenny, what's the ninth word you see on that? Just anywhere. What's the ninth word? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
Width.
Let's talk about width.
Let's talk about width.
Width as in the girth of his cock. This has been the recurring
theme. This is still about Kenneth.
My mind did go to girth as well, just not immediately to his cock.
You and I have so much in common.
It's pretty nice. Are you girth heavy or are you length heavy?
Girth, I've actually been told.
I'm girth heavy myself.
Oh, that's nice.
Between the two, I've been told you should be girth heavy.
By the way, I would like to say thank you for including me in your minute. This is nice reciprocal love.
Yeah. We fucked it up the first time. So
apparently
this is for the fans.
And I think it's time for Shelby to do his plugs.
All right.
I think that's what he was doing with his girth.
Girth it.
Kenneth, thank you so much. That means a lot from you.
Does it now?
It does. Look at that.
Special Dowdy Cam, go.
Well, again, thank you guys for having me on the program. This is a ton of fun. Thank you, Riley's Brewing. This is... made it even more fun. Again, to anybody who isn't from the Fresno area or visiting Fresno, Frank's Place, we do have a comedy show going on every single Friday. We're trying to bring comedy to Fresno and make it a very big, stable thing. We're getting comedians out that are nationally touring, many from Comedy Central and so on. Again, this Friday, we have Eric Myers, Jay Davis, and Aaron Darling coming out. That's going to be an awesome show. Other than that, guys, thank you very much for having me on the program. This has been an honor. I've had a lot of fun. A lot of fun talking about your sex life.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, that was a long story.
It's amazing. I felt like how I was included.
We can talk about him and the sex he doesn't have.
By the way, yeah. Soundboy, I'm totally banging on the table.
I have to ask. I've heard that term several times. What's your actual name?
Soundboy.
Intern Pete.
Intern Pete. All right.
Light Bright Pete.
Like, what is your given birth name?
I think this corner of the table needs a rape kit.
What do I need it? You're the one that's going to need it.
Not when you make declarative statements like that.
You've said some things tonight.
Make that your runner-up pickup line.
I'll put it as a hashtag.
I appreciate you practicing on me, and I'm here to help. Stick a pin in that one.
Let's go ahead.
What I was planning.
Let's wrap this up. Next week we got a very different show again. We're getting political again, so we'll have to pull out our political cards for next week.
So be smart and be drunk.
District 6, the city council here for Fresno. We have got all four candidates coming in. Gary Bredefeld. We've got Carter Pope II. We got Holly Carter and Justin Elvis Pierce, coming in. We're talking with all of them here in the studio. Kenneth will not be here, and neither will Jason. They both will have dick problems of different sorts.
No. I'm coming for that one.
Maybe.
I bet you are.
And we also have more coming up. We got Andrew Boydson coming in 2 weeks. And in the month of June, we do have porn star via Skype, Derek Pierce.
I thought you were going to say guy's name. Yeah, I was like, I'm not getting excited yet.
Well, I'm leaving.
I'm glad that you held your reservations for sexual excitement at the
Kenneth,
name.
Kenneth, I think you'll want to pay attention for that show. You might get some good advice from a guy who gets paid to do it.
Does he identify?
That's the thing. He gets paid to do it.
By the way, we do want to mention, Jenny, you know how to do it, right?
Don't forget to go to the Elephant Lounge this Friday to see Dave's Not Here. It is a Foo Fighters tribute, and our fine people at Riley's are doing a tap takeover.
I heard about that. Cheers.
Hey.
There we go. Well, it's been a fun show. Been a light show, different one. It's DDP Light this week, and I hope it stays this way. I'm going to have to just fire some people. Not you, Jenny.
Me?
Get over it. And this is Dowdy saying for everyone here in the room, word.
Whatever.
Stop.
You've been listening to the Dirty Dowdy Podcast on Longbox.fm. The opinions expressed on the Dirty Dowdy Podcast aren't necessarily those of staff, management, or sponsors. The Dirty Dowdy Podcast is a presentation of Longbox.fm.